make set up, make certain du'as. And find many of the du'as of the Rahman is not mentioned in the du'as. Many, many beautiful du'as that he had made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned them in the Quran so that you can make these du'as. And they lie great benefit for us in these supplications that he had made. So he tells to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayah number 83 of Surah Al-Shu'ara, Rabbi habli hukman, the first du'a that you made, O my Rabb, grant me wisdom, wa alhiqni bi salihin, and O Allah, join me with the righteous. SubhanAllah, who is making this du'a? Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, known as Abu al-Anbiya, the father of the Prophet. Because when you look at all the Anbiya that came after Ibrahim alayhi salam, all of them came from the children of the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was one of the most pious and righteous people to set foot on earth, yet he does not consider himself to be amongst the pious. He does not consider himself to be amongst the pious. The man of that caliber, and that's why I shall tell Allah to have you ask, who is the most impious person? She says, the one who thinks he is pious. The one who considers himself and thinks himself at a deep stage of piety and righteousness, and the pious person, he considers himself as such, he is the most impious person. And then she was asked, who is the most pious person? And then she said, the one who, despite all his acts of righteousness and piety, considered himself to be the most impious person. And that's why he makes the dua all the time, رَبِّ أَتْخِنِّي بِرَحْمَتِكِ لِعِبَادِكِ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah, include me among the righteous ones, your rahmati through your mercy. Not because of the deeds that I perform, not because of the acts of worship that I carry out, but atakhirni bi rahmati. O Allah, through your rahmah, include me among the righteous and the pious ones. The acts and ibadat that I perform do not qualify me to be amongst the righteous and the pious ones. Your rahmah and your mercy that will include me amongst them. So Ibrahim alayhi salam teaches us a dua that we should make. Always make this dua. أَتَحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Join me, include me, make me from amongst the salihin, the righteous ones of Allah. وَاجْعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Another dua that he makes. O Allah, it's time for me. A truthful description in the generation that follow. It's time for me. A truthful description in those who are to follow, those who are to come, the other and the other generations that are to follow. What is making dua for? He's making dua for Allah, make me an example. Make me one who will lead such a life, and one who will live such a life, and one who will reach such a high rank in front of you, that others who come after me will consider me and take me as an example in acts of righteousness and life. Another important dua that we should make, we have learned of this dua earlier on. We make dua of Rana Hatana Azwajina Wazariyatana Qurrata A'yun Waj'anna Lil-Muttaqeen Imama. The last part of the dua. Allah make us leaders of the pious, meaning make us role models. Let people find in us a role model in acts of righteousness and piety, and how we behave, and how we keep the act, and how we deal with others, that people find within us a role model. So he makes the dua and look at every faith, whether it is the Jews or the Christians or the Muslims. Every member of every faith holds the Rahman Islam in high regard. They all look up to and respect and honor and revere Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah answered this dua of his as well, where he says, وَجْعَلْنِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ. Allah make me a truthful description in those who follow and in all the other generations that they find in their role model and example, one who can lead others towards a life of righteousness and piety. وَجْعَلْنِي مِنْ وَرَثَةِ جَنَّةِ النَّعِيمِ. And look at the other dua that he made. He says, O Allah, make me from those who will inherit the gardens of bliss. If Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for Jannah, who are we not to make dua for Jannah? Again, we are again to find dear beloved Ibrahim alayhi salam. Though he was such a great Nabi, one of the greatest of the earth and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did he say? He said, oh my Rabb, make me from those who inherit the garden of bliss. Another dua that we should make all the time. Whenever we make dua, is dua of Jannah, dua of paradise, dua of joy, the comfort and the bliss of Jannah. Those are my best friends.